Ephesians tonight, chapter number 3. The Bible said in verse number 20, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." We've been talking about going through the book of Ephesians, kind of a study on glory in the church. And I want to continue that thought tonight, starting in verse 11 of chapter number 2. Pray with me a moment. Father, thank you tonight for your people. Lord, thank you tonight for the good liberty in the Spirit of God. And Lord, we thank you tonight for each one that helps us, Lord, here at the church, each one that prays for us. And Lord, what a privilege it is to pastor a church where people pray one for another, where people help one another, where people are burdened for one another. God, I thank you tonight. We're not in this thing alone. Lord, I don't know. They say the church in America, that Christianity is diminishing. Lord, I suppose if you look at the numbers, there may be some truth in that. But Lord, I'm glad to be part of a church that's founded on a rock. And Lord, it's your church. And God, you're going to take care of it. And I pray, Lord, that the remnant of your people, Lord, that are serving you in these days, would be blessed. Blessed of thee beyond measure. Help us, Lord, to bring glory and honor to you. Because, Lord, you're worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Let's look here tonight. Verse number 11. A lot to look at tonight. "Wherefore remember that being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world." I love this word in the Bible, but. Jesus makes all the difference, don't he? But now. I like that song, Brother Jason. It's different now since Jesus saved my soul. "But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." I'll just go down through here tonight. There's really one particular place I'm wanting to get to. I'll just give you a few things tonight, and we'll try to get to that place. I'm wanting to get to that wall, that middle wall or partition that was torn down between the Jew and the Gentile. We're talking about glory in the church. If we can really get an understanding, or just a piece of an understanding, of what God's desire was, listen, from the foundation of the world. We're going to see it in the Old Testament. Yes, it was a mystery, and for many years it was not revealed. The Apostle Paul comes along and reveals to us the mystery of the Gentile church and how that God would graft us in. There's so much to look at tonight, but I want to start here in verse number 11. We mentioned this last week, but the Bible mentions it again, so I'll mention it again. We need to think about our past. I believe when we think about where God brought us from, it makes us want to bring God glory in the church today. Amen? And listen to me. I believe if you get over that, there's a real good possibility of you becoming a Pharisee and beginning to look down your nose at people. I've seen it in the church. Amen? And it should not be that way. Amen? Listen, it don't matter how low somebody is. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. The rich man that lives in a mansion that needs to be born again has to come right down there to that level place. That homeless man that's laid drunk all of his life has to come to that level place at the foot of the cross. And so the Bible said in times past we're Gentiles in the flesh. That's what's being magnified in this text. It's the fact that the Bible called us dogs, Gentile dogs in the flesh, called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh, or by the Jew, or by Israel, made by hands. That at that time, the Bible said you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Can you remember when you were without Christ? Let me say something to you tonight. I hope and pray to God there's nobody here that would say this. But I've had people say, yeah, I'm saved, but I don't remember anything about it. How could that be? How could that be? Brother Steve, how could that be? How could somebody be saved and not remember anything? Now, if you had dementia, listen, I'm not being ugly. Yeah, I could understand. Somebody maybe can't even remember their own name. Many people don't even remember they're married. Amen. I understand that. But I'm talking about somebody that has their faculties. I'm going to tell you, if you've ever been born again, how could you ever forget that? How could you ever forget where you were? You might not know the day of the week. You might not know the date. You might not even know the year. But I tell you, you ought to be able to take somebody within 3 or 4 feet of the spot. Unless you're like that lady got saved at 14,000 feet somewhere between Atlanta and San Antonio. Amen. But you know what she would tell you? It was on a jet up there in the air when God melted my heart and I trusted Jesus as my Savior. And times you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. You know what people need? Somebody said people need love. That's right. Everybody needs to be loved. But I'm going to tell you something. People need some hope. I look at what's going on in Florida, and I'm telling you, I thank God the people are binding together. I thank God there's millions of dollars coming in, not just from Florida, from everywhere. Amen. I thank God for the money. I thank God for the leadership. But you know what you got to have? You got to have a little hope. Amen. And thank God, listen, you and I were at one time were without hope, spiritually speaking. But God, here he come. And he let us know that he loved us. Amen. He let us know that he would save us if we but put our trust, our confidence in him. The Bible said no hope without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you see, what we're looking at here, we look at our past, and then we look at our position. Our position was we were separated from God. We had no hope. We were without God in the world. But look how the position changed. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh. And there's only one way to be made nigh. And Paul wrote it down, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll come through the blood or you'll die and go to hell. Amen. It's by the blood of Jesus that we have access into the holiest of all. By the blood of Jesus, we can be forgiven of our sin. And by the blood of Jesus, we can, my friend, fellowship with him. Read 1 John chapter number 1. Now notice this. Not only do we see our past being magnified, our position being magnified, but then he said, he is our peace. You remember the Bible said, for when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. He is our life, but tonight he is our peace. There is no peace, the word of God saith, my God, to the wicked. But beloved, when we get born again, his righteousness is imputed to us. With that comes a boatload of peace. I'd love to stop and tell the story, but it takes too long. About my first cousin laying his head back on the couch. Peace. Peace. And I finally, I was trying to get him to read the Bible, and I finally just give up and said, forget it, Bob. You've got peace. Amen. And that's what matters. Amen. There's only one place to get it, and that's from the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this now. He's our peace who hath made both one. You say, now, Pastor, what's God talking about here? He's talking about Jew and Gentile. He is our peace who had made both one. I'm going to tell you something tonight. I don't know how a true, blue, born-again Christian could ever have anything but the utmost respect and love for the Jewish people. Hallelujah. They gave us our Bible. They gave us our Savior. Amen. And I thank God. You say, well, God the Father did that. But I'm going to tell you, look at the lineage. Amen. I'm just telling you tonight, beloved, the Bible said to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we'll get to a verse after a while where God said to Abraham, I'll bless them that bless thee, and I'll curse them that curse thee. And I thank God tonight. It's always been a fear in my heart. There have been some administrations in this country that we live in that have not been real friendly to Israel. I'm going to tell you something. That's a danger. Say amen. We ought to be a friend to God's people. God called them the apple of his eye. And you say, Pastor, why are you so excited tonight about bringing God glory in the church? You know what God did? God took the dogs and put them with the apples. Get a hold of that tonight. Amen. God took the Gentile and said, I'm going to tear down the middle wall of partition and I'm going to put them together and I'm going to call them the church of the living God. What a blessing tonight. I will get to see this in the scripture, I hope. We see that partition, that middle wall or partition that's torn down. The Bible said he hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. I remember, I don't remember it real well. I remember it later in life looking at the quote when Ronald Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. Amen. Oh, I just want to say this tonight. You can take it for whatever it's worth. Thank God for leaders. Thank God for leaders. When they say something, it carries some weight. Say amen. I believe Mr. Gorbachev knew, amen, that it was time to tear down that wall. And God said, listen, when Jesus come on the scene, there was a wall between the circumcised and uncircumcised, between the Jew and the Gentile. And God said, Lord Jesus, we're going to tear it down, amen. We're going to take of twain and make one new body. That's a blessing to me tonight. Amen. There's so much to learn here. Let's move on. The Bible said, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man. This is not talking about the individual now. God does make an individual a new man. But he's talking about taking two peoples, the Jew and the Gentile, and making them one new man in Christ. The Bible said here, and came and preached peace. We see the preaching here. Well, bring God the glory. He preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. In other words, beloved, listen. God had the same message for both crowds. The message was Christ crucified. The message, beloved, listen. You say, Pastor, they didn't have that in the Old Testament. You need to read the gospel according to Isaiah. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Listen, he's going to be born of a virgin. Amen. Thank God. Listen, God let those prophets see that Jesus was on the way. Amen. And that we know that tonight. Watch this now. We see here our prayer. Look, the Bible said, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. There's only, listen, we both, the Jew and the Gentile, through him have access. You say, Pastor, I thought the Jews had a different mediator. Remember the text? There's one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. There's not a mediator for this people and this people and this race or this race. Beloved, there's only one mediator. And his name is Jesus. Only one door to heaven. Only one place you can get a drink of water. Jesus said, I am the water of life. There's only one place you can get a good slice of bread. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Only one place you can live forever. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Hallelujah tonight. Thank God for that. I'm going to get to the main part of the message tonight and show you some things I believe will be a blessing to you. Watch this now. In verse number 19. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners. Now we're strangers to this world, say amen. But God's talking about the covenant of promise. We're no more over yonder while the Jew is over here. Afar off while the Jew is nigh. No, sir. God said, listen, we're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Now watch this now. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles. What's the next word? And what? Prophets. That's where we're going tonight. That's what I want you to see tonight, beloved. A lot of people say, well, we have no hope in that Old Testament. Oh, let me tell you something, beloved. God saw hope before the Gentiles saw hope. Amen. God saw hope before Peter saw hope. Last thing I read today in my study was Acts chapter 10 and 11. Peter didn't like that. God let that sheet down. He said, rise, kill, and eat. Don't you call anything I've made common or unclean. And it was, beloved, listen, the Jew thought that the Gentile was common, was unclean. They would have nothing to do with them. Amen. Thank God for a Savior. They come along and said, I want that wall gone. I want people to know if they come to Calvary, Jew or Gentile, rich or poor, white or black, smart or dumb, you can come to Calvary and get saved by the grace of God. And God will put you right in His church. And God will save you and give you eternal life. Watch this tonight. Looking at the prophets now, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. Let me give you some verses tonight. If don't try to look these up because I printed them, because I know I don't have time to look them all up. But if you want to make a reference to them, that would be good. Genesis 12 and verse 3. What did the Bible say? I'll bless them, God said to Abraham, that bless thee. And curse them, curse him that curseth thee. And in thee, watch this now. Watch this. You say, Pastor, where do you find a promise for the Gentile? Listen to what he said. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Boy, it looks like there'd been a Pharisee somewhere along the line or a Sadducee that would have read that old Bible and said, you know what? We ain't got no business looking down at them people. Amen? God must love them people. He told Abraham that in thee all the families of the earth will be blessed. You say, Pastor, I can't be talking about Gentiles. Stay with me. Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 8 said, and the Scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee all nations shall be blessed. You can't argue with the Scripture, beloved. Amen. Listen, the Bible said that God preached the gospel through Abraham, that in thee all, you say, Pastor, there can't be no gospel in Abraham. Sure there is. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. We're going to get into that with the youngins in Hebrews chapter number 11. Amen. Listen, that's, you can't please God without believing Him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must believe that He is. In Luke chapter 2 and verse number 32, He said, I thought you was going to the old Bible. I am. Stay with me. Luke chapter 2 and verse 32, the Bible said, a light, talking about Jesus, to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. He said, what's that got to do with the Old Testament? Isaiah 9 and 2, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. The joy, they joy before thee according to the joy and harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. He said, picture, I don't see the picture. Isaiah 42:6, you'll get it in a minute. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness. I will hold thine hand. I will keep thee. Give thee for a covenant of the people, here it is, a light of the Gentiles. You say, that's in Isaiah. Say amen. Oh, listen, long time before Peter knew it, long time before Paul knew it, a long time before the Pharisees knew it and the Sadducees knew it, God said, I've got a light coming down the road, and I'm going to tell you that light is so good and so bright, it's going to tear down the wall between two groups of people, and I'm going to make one body out of that group of people. Watch this now. The Bible said here, a light to lighten the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Listen to Isaiah 49:6. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob. God said, that's a light thing. He said, and to restore the preserved of Israel. But I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Ain't that good? There ain't no place and there ain't no family. God said in Abraham, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And in Abraham's day, he said, lift up your eyes. He said, I'm going to ever place the feet of your, the sole of your feet steps. I'm going to give it to you. But God said, the gospel's going further than that. Ain't nowhere in the world that the gospel ain't going to go. Amen. Arise, he said in Isaiah 61, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Matthew 4:16 said, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region in the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Acts chapter 13, verse 47. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, and they glorified the word of the Lord. That's what he's trying to say. I'm trying to say, listen, if they glorified God then, when they heard it in the book of Acts, it ought to be just as good for you and I today, amen, to know that God come along in the Lord Jesus, tore the wall down and made two, one, in the church of the living God. Watch now. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, and they glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believe. Acts 28:27. For the heart of this people is waxed gross. Now he's talking about the Jew. Listen. He said, the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. But Steve, Isaiah told us that was coming too, didn't he? He sure did. And their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known unto you, be it known therefore unto you, that the salvation of God is sent to the Gentiles. Listen to these words, and they will hear it. God said to Israel, you don't want to listen? Amen. Listen, we're going to read God's plan in Romans chapter number 11 in just a moment. But God knew there would come a time they wouldn't want to listen. God said, I'll send it somewhere. I believe that's what's going on in the world today. America don't want the gospel. America don't want the missionary. You can go somewhere like Africa. Amen. Somewhere like Mexico. You can throw out a handful of tracts and they won't even hit the ground if somebody's got them and reading them. Amen. Listen, we may not be hungry in America anymore for the gospel, but there's still people in the world that are listening to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 11 tonight. Romans chapter number 11. What a blessing tonight. God said there's a wall. I want that thing tore down. Romans chapter number 11. I don't know what to do tonight except just start reading. The Bible said, I say then, hath God cast away his people? I love these two words. Paul uses them several times. God forbid. You say, well, Pastor, Israel's dull of hearing. They're not going to listen. Is God going to write them off? How many knows the answer to that? Honey, God ain't writing them off. And you and I better not write them off. Amen? Watch this now. The Bible said, God forbid. For I am an Israelite, the seed of Abraham, the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. What ye not? What the scripture said of Elias, of how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they've killed the prophets, dig down thine altars, and I'm left alone, and they seek my life. You remember? What saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. God is letting us know then he had a remnant. Thank God today he's got a remnant in Israel. Say amen. A remnant of believers. Watch now what the Bible said. Even so that this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it's no more of works. Otherwise grace is no more grace. But it be of works, then it's no more grace. Otherwise work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it. And the rest were blinded. According as written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber. Eyes that they should not see, ears that they should not hear, unto this day. That's what Paul said. You say, Pastor, I don't understand this. Well, the Bible, I'm not sure if it's in this text or not, but how unsearchable it is. We're getting to it. Well, it'll be a while. But how all the depth of the wisdom. Just turn over and read it with me. Look at chapter 11, verse 33. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Oh, I thank God he tore down that wall. But I thank God, even though the Jew is dull of hearing, that God has not turned his back on them. God has not forgotten them. Watch what the Bible said here. This is important stuff. A lot of people don't understand this. And a lot of people never read it. The Bible said, let their eyes be darkened in verse 10, that they may not see. Bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Here's the words, God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come to the Gentiles. You say, Pastor, what was God doing? I'll tell you what he was doing. He is grafting in a wild olive branch. God was putting us in the family. Say amen. It's a Gentile. And listen, the word of God said here, now the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I'm an apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. Paul never, ever lost his burden for the Jewish people. He said, I could wish myself a curse from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. He was the apostle to the Gentiles, but he never forgot the Jew. Watch it now. He said, for if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, that with them partakest of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. Boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. But here's what God said, be not high-minded. Oh, beloved, listen, that shouldn't make us proud. What that ought to do is humble our hearts. What that ought to want to make us want to do is bring God glory in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible said, for if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Honey, there's coming a day when the door will be closed. We know that. God shut the door on the ark. He told Noah, come thou. Come thou in. That put God on the inside. Amen. And God shut the door. And I'm telling you, the door is going to be shut on the Jew and the Gentile one day. But beloved, I believe with all of my heart, while the door's open, we need to do what we can to introduce people to Christ. Behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God on them which fail severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. You understand that this is talking about nationally and not individually. For I would, in verse number 25, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this. I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit. Watch this now. For blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. You say, Pastor, when's that going to happen? I'll tell you what I believe. When God steps out on that cloud and says, come up hither. Amen. The rapture of the church. You say, Pastor, you believe the Jew in the tribulation hour is going to realize they've been duped? That's exactly what I believe the Bible teaches. Amen. They're going to realize they've been deceived. And the Word of God said, so all Israel shall be saved. Thank God, beloved, in God's plan. How unsearchable is His plan. His ways are past finding out. But I can read my Bible and tell you that I'm glad, glory to God, that God tore the wall down. Amen. Watch this now. Verse number 34, I read 33 a while ago. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall recompense unto him again? Watch this. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory. You can't finish it any better than that. Watch. He said, for of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. That sounds a whole lot like Ephesians chapter 3. Unto him be glory in the church. Why? Because it's of him. Why? Because it's through him. Why? Because it's to him and all things to whom be glory forever and ever. Turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 10. I won't read it all, but I got to read a little bit of it. Amen. It's good stuff. Acts chapter number 10. The Bible said there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. You remember the story. The Bible said that of Cornelius, that his prayers and his alms. Here's a man, Brother Jason, that didn't even know the Lord yet, but he knew what it was to fast. Shame on us. He didn't even know the Lord yet, but he knew what it was to pray. The Bible said his prayers and his alms came up to God for a memorial. You say, Pastor, what happened? Well, while God was working on the end of Cornelius, he was also working on the end of Peter. He was teaching Peter some things. And beloved, in these two chapters, that's where you see the door. I heard this. I won't be dogmatic about it, but I believe it's so. You have God the Father in the Old Testament being rejected. You have God the Son in the New Testament. You say, Pastor, you got scripture for that? How about John 1? He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. They've rejected the Father. They've rejected the Son. You say, Pastor, what happened in the book of Acts? They rejected the Holy Ghost. Ain't no more God to reject. Amen? And so what did God do? He said, here's where we're going to pivot. Here's where the door is going to be opened to the Gentile. God already knew it in the Old Testament. That's why Isaiah could say, they're dull of hearing. They ain't going to hear it. I've thought many times, listen, I would love to see more people saved. I mean love to see more people saved than what we're seeing saved. Love to! But how'd you like to be told you're called to preach, Brother Steve, and you're going to preach 50 years and you're not going to see one convert? I'm going to send you to a people that's hard-hearted, hard-headed, not going to listen. That's what Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel had to put up with. Amen? And I believe with all of my heart, we ought to count our blessings. And I'll tell you this, if we had to preach 50 years to see one saved by the grace of God, it would be worth it all. It would be worth it all. Go home, will you? This is your homework. Read Acts chapter 10 and read chapter number 11 in the book of Acts and see if this word don't come out of your mouth when you get done. Glory. 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 Look what God has done. Amen. The Bible said here, verse 43 of chapter 10, look at this. To him, this is talking about Jesus, give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. I don't know about you tonight, but I know that when the Lord saved me, he put my sin out of the picture. Whether you want to say the bottom of the sea or behind his back or behold the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. You say, where is it? It don't matter to me. I just know it's gone. Amen. The guilt's gone. The shame is gone. And the sin is gone because of the blood of Jesus. How many's glad you come tonight?